This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is What Was Wild Around the League. Sponsored by Wild Eagle Saloon. Locations in Broadview Heights, downtown, and Streetsboro. More details at wildeagle.com.
Well, we have a situation developing with the god-awful Saints who've lost 7 in a row.
Lima's wild thing.
And I thought nothing more wild than what went down yesterday. They lost their 7th straight game. It was ugly. You lose to Carolina, Bryce Young, 23-22. You had, unfortunately, Chris Olave go down with another concussion. That's, I think, his second on the year. And his, you know, the Denzel ones we kind of just hear about later, or we find out he's been, you know, he's off getting checked. This one, he goes over the middle. Derek Carr, it's a terrible throw. He gets smashed. 25 penalty flags come down because he got absolutely rocked. It was like an immediate concussion. Everybody could tell. He had to go to the hospital, by the way. Then a former teammate of Derek Carr weighed in. It was Michael Thomas going to social media, and he went off posting videos talking about how terrible Derek Carr is, that he sets up his wide receivers for these types of concussion balls, and it was really, really ugly. Well, Derek Carr got a chance to address it and was asked after the game.
I have love for Mike, you know, and when he does that, I don't really care for it, obviously. You know, I've had so many teammates over the years. He's like the one dude that didn't get along with me. And I don't know what I did to him. I don't know why he feels that way. I'm sorry for whatever he's dealing with to make him feel like he's got to do that. It's unfortunate, especially coming from a player like that, but I wish him the best. I hope he gets on a team and does what he wants to do and loves it.
All the Derek Carr stats were out big time yesterday, like the fact that after 11 seasons, nobody has more losses as starting quarterback than Derek Carr. And this writer from the AP, Josh Dubo, had every season, after 4 seasons, the most losses from a quarterback. David Carr, after 5 seasons, David Carr, 6, David, 7, Derek, 8, Derek, 9, Derek, 10, Derek, 11, Derek and Archie Manning, both 91 losses.
Boy, that's a lot.
Owen's like, you used to support this guy. Yeah. You used to support Derek Carr. There were seasons where I'm like, yeah, I want Derek Carr. I would take him.
He's lost to 31 of the 32 NFL franchises in his career.
Okay, but not all 32.
Well, he's played for the Raiders, and he's played for the New Orleans Saints.
He's got the chance. They play the Raiders coming up in a few weeks.
One of the biggest games of the season.
Right. Lord Almighty.
Will it be the most bet thing?
Yes, whether or not they will. Lose. Can he play the role of spoiler to his own stat and futility?
Can he?
Mitch?
Mitch's wild thing.
Well, speaking of the Raiders, they just suffered their 5th straight loss at the hands of the Bengals, 41-24, and they have fired 3 members of their offensive coaching staff, including coordinator Luke Getsy. This marks the 4th time in the past 5 years, guys, that the Raiders have made a change at coordinator or head coach in the middle of a season.
It already looks like it could be one and done for Antonio Pierce.
Yep.
I don't know. You paid John Gruden to go away. You're going to pay Antonio Pierce to go away. Boy, there's a reason why, like, how do I put this? When you have the interim coach go in, there's so much emotion. And then it's like, well, now you have to create your own thing. Now you have to create your own working. And there's been, man, that used to be like the way it was. Like, it was always a coach would leave or get fired, and one of his assistants would take over. And that's kind of the way it was for so long. And now, I don't know if you can do it. It's like they know the guys too closely. They know the guys too well. I mean, Antonio Pierce was saying guys were making business decisions. All right, well, you're supposed to be the hard ass to keep them from making business decisions. Now you went out, you brought in new guys for your coaching staff. You've already fired them. I mean, it looks like you're trying every desperate thing to do in a season.
Do you wonder what Tom Brady thinks of all this?
Well, I'd like to say find out on America's Game of the Week.
Does Tom Brady know any coaches that could replace him?
I mean, you might as well. I mean, you're part owner of the team now. You might as well just try to coach a team. I mean, hell, Al Davis used to call down plays.
Well, I mean,
it's not like the Raiders haven't had not had that experience before.
He had a close working relationship with another coach that was pretty good in the NFL.
Oh,
he's out of a job. Well,
who'd that be?
You think he'd hire Bill Belichick?
Let's do
How
it.
How great would that
Let's
be?
Let's do it.
How amazing of a story would
you
that
think
be?
He'd, you think he'd get them to hire Bill Belichick?
Whether I think he will or not, is it good for the market? Is it good for the NFL?
It's great for sports radio.
Oh, God.
Owen's Wild Thing.
All right, you can't spell punch a Seahawks defensive back in the face without Puka. P-U-C-A.
That's right. Yeah, those letters, they fit right in there.
Puka Nacua ejected in the second quarter yesterday in the Rams 26-20 OT win over the Seahawks. He's already missed 5 weeks with a knee injury. He had one catch for 11 yards. Yesterday, he was a starter on 97% of rosters on ESPN Fantasy yesterday. He's had 12 catches for 152 yards on the season. And, of course, Dr. Jesse Morris, he's a sports medicine physician. He noted online
one
of the easiest ways to prevent re-injuring your knee is to get ejected from a game.
I have a block. I block him. I block all Twitter doctors.
You don't know this guy. This is a different guy. I know this guy.
I would imagine I haven't blocked.
You didn't block him.
I've always thought that if you punch somebody while wearing a helmet and you punch them in the helmet, to me, they should let you stay in the game.
That was my question.
And encourage it.
That was my question. He didn't the guy didn't even really stumble at all.
No, you're only damaging yourself, so that's your punishment.
Now you got to go try to catch footballs with a hurt hand.
Yeah, I'd say leave him in. I do not think he should have gotten ejected for
this. At least make him tape like a big
can't leave
one of those
in.
American gladiator punching things on there.
You psychos.
And that's how you go for
you
the
can't
second half
leave
of the game.
Him in.
Kenny?
All right, I was taking it.
Ken's Wild Thing.
Sorry about that. Zeke Elliott, who was not traveling with the Dallas Cowboys as they fell to the Falcons on the road. The Falcons are 6-3. The Falcons fell to 3-5 and
Cowboys.
Cowboys fell to 3-5, and according to Jerry Jones, there's a disciplinary issue.
Well, Zeke couldn't make the trip. He was being punished, and so he just couldn't make the trip. I know that Zeke really was the first one to recognize the discipline involved in meetings and those kind of things. Zeke is the antithesis of trouble. He's absolutely led the way his entire career on leading our team off the field as well as on the field.
Someone said he was late to some practices and...
That's from 105.3, the Fan of Dallas.
The flagship of the Dallas Cowboys.
He did not threaten to fire anyone in that clip.
Did not? No, he didn't. So Jerry Jones is suffering no foolishness recently here. Is this the end for Zeke Elliott?
Yeah, it's crazy because we just talked last week about him on Ohio State and those incredible stats the last however many games, last four games of the season when they won the national championship. And he burst onto the scene in Dallas. He had one of the great rookie running back years you will ever see.
He did.
And now he's, a shell of himself. He's averaging 3 yards a carry and now can't even make the trip. It's rough, man. And he's 29. Just running backs, this league just swallows you up when you get into the late 20s.
Meanwhile, we're talking about Jameis last week going, well, he's only 30.
Right.
He's still relatively young.
Yeah.
And then running backs, it's like, oh, my God, you're still here? You're 29? What are you still doing here? You old man. Yeah, that's
That
not
was
good.
What Was Wild Around the League. Sponsored by Wild Eagle Saloon. Locations in Broadview Heights, downtown, and Streetsboro. More details at wildeagle.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.